If you bleed orange and green, then Cane's Wear and Davy is the place for you. With items from Adidas and other brand names, including all the team sideline apparel, t-shirts, and hats, 2511 South University Drive in Davy. Or go to caneswear.com. Cane's Wear, the spot where Miami fans shop.
Decisions, decisions. You face them every day, like text or call. Swipe left or swipe right. Cheese or extra cheese. And then there's cleaning power or gas mileage. Hadn't thought about that last one? Well, you should. When it comes to gasoline, what's more important, cleaning power or gas mileage? That's a tough one. Or not, because Chevron with Techron delivers both unbeatable cleaning power and unbeatable mileage. That's two unbeatables and one smart decision. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Hi there. I'm Tanya Harding, world-class figure skater and Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson. Life doesn't always go as planned. We all know what it feels like to be on thin ice. Direct will look past your past and help you get going, and could save you up to 25%. Talk about a good deal. That's like the triple axle of deals.
Get Direct and get going. Save up to 25%. Direct Auto Insurance, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates apply. Discount subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Now through Labor Day weekend, you can get even more incredible deals at Kia's summer clearance event. Like 0% APR for qualified buyers, plus $750 Labor Day bonus cash on the purchase of a new 2020 Sportage. Hurry into your local Kia dealer today.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details about credit costs and terms and other information. 0% APR financing for 36 to 66 months from Kia Motors Finance and approved credit for purchase of a new 2020 Sportage and $750 Labor Day bonus cash. Offer may not be combined with lease or any other KMF finance offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/3/19.
I was running a 10K. At mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then we apply our exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates.
To save up to 41% on your life insurance, visit healthiq.com/life and compare quotes. Just visit healthiq.com/life to get started today. That's healthiq.com/life.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Fidelity Investments. At Fidelity, nothing stands between you and your money. Fidelity Brokerage Services, NYSE, SIPC. So now, Indianapolis Colts fans, having covered themselves with glory with their thoughtless booing of Andrew Luck on Saturday night, are demanding refunds from their season tickets in the wake of Luck's retirement. If there's anything NFL fans should understand, it's that there's no guarantee any player will make it to opening day of the season healthy. Luck missed the entire season in 2017 and might have spent this season on injured reserve if he hadn't retired. What happens if Jacoby Brissett leads the Colts to a division title? Or if the Colts draft a hyped young quarterback next April, then they'll want back in. No one says you have to buy season tickets, and nothing's guaranteed in the NFL. My guess is many of those who booed Saturday were demanding refunds Monday. I'm John Feinstein.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know you can follow The Ticket on Facebook? We're right there at 790 The Ticket. Like us. Learn stuff. 790 The Ticket on Facebook.
If you can hold on, hold on. 790 The Ticket presents Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It's Broward County's 2019 signature event. Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23 and 24. The night of the 23rd, you got the Killers. The Killers are headlining the festival. This is them right here. Really great. That's a great get. Single-day tickets are available now at theticketmiami.com. It's Riptide Fest, powered by Ford. And you get all the details right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. We'll hear from Dolphins head coach Brian Flores coming up, as he spoke to the media a little while ago. It's one of the things I like about this time slot is we get news throughout the show. You get new stuff to react to, and that is never the case when you're working first thing in the morning. Also, today we got to get back to doing Tool of the Week old school style, meaning we get to take the calls again.
It went well, too.
Yeah, our phone lines, they're up and running. Finally, I've been here about a month, at least a month, and just we haven't had phones. Well, we've had phones, I should rephrase that. We've had phones.
We just haven't called people.
Yeah, we haven't been able to take phone calls. Okay, so we could do that now with Tool of the Week, and that went very well today. So everything is back up and running very smooth. All right, let's get to our headlines here. Come on.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Your Miami Marlins, they lost to the Reds yesterday 6-3.
God.
More Marlins Reds tonight. 7:10 first pitch.
Can I get another crack at
them? Luis against Caleb Wiff. Caleb Smith is on the hill for your fish.
Another crack.
Exciting stuff, Marlins fans. Now I'm talking to Dolphins fans. Some cuts today. Dolphins news happening in real time during our show, right here on the only local show during this time slot. So we would be the only show in the market talking about what's actually happening to your Dolphins as it happens. Those are facts on facts. Today, the Dolphins have added to TJ McDonald's cut. We got that news yesterday. They've added Jordan Mills, Clive Walford, Akeem Spence, and Chase Allen. That clears about $8 million off their 2019 cap. Nobody cares about that. What we care about is what that does for them moving forward in the future. But clearly, the Dolphins making moves, cutting people left and right. We also learned during our show today, according to Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald, that Ryan Fitzpatrick, he has that itis.
No, he does not have the itis, okay?
He's tired,
Amber's
man.
Interpretation
He's 36
of itis
years
is
old.
Different from what itis is.
Maybe he had some tryptophan. Maybe he had some turkey last night. Maybe he's celebrating Thanksgiving early.
And by the way, the itis doesn't just come from tryptophan, okay? The itis can really come from any food. Just you get filled up and you got that itis. But that's not what's going on with Ryan Fitzpatrick, okay? He does not have itis.
Apparently he has some sort of illness. We don't expect him to play in this next season preseason game, or certainly he's not going to get the start. It appears that Josh Rosen will. He is not practicing to get today either way, whether it's itis or illness.
It's not itis. Somebody should ask him, yo, Ryan, you got that itis?
Kenyon Drake, he returned to Dolphins practice. Albert Wilson, he is on course to play week one for your Miami Dolphins. So that's some good news for Dolphins fans.
Dolphins offense about to get a lot faster between Wilson and Jakeem Grant getting out there, and hopefully, you know, Kenyon Drake as well. About to get a lot faster.
We mentioned one commonality earlier between what we're seeing from Brian Flores and what we're seeing from Dan Enos in terms of trying to motivate quarterbacks, it appears, with negativity. It's essentially what that strategy is as a coach. Dan Enos came out when he's been speaking to the media the last couple of days. He's been very, very negative of Jaren Williams, which I think is maybe surprising to Canes fans.
Call me by surprise.
People have felt very good, I think, generally about Jaren Williams' performance, and admittedly, sure, 10 sacks against the Canes, a few of those certainly are Jaren's fault, but I think understandable considering the situation, considering the stakes of the game, considering that they're playing against a crowd that's a more Gators-heavy crowd than a Canes-heavy crowd, and it's his first start, and he has a terrible line in front of him that included a couple freshman guards. So I think most people understood that and overall felt like Jaren Williams played very, very well. Dan Enos, on the other hand, though, he doesn't feel like Jaren Williams played so well. First, here's Dan Enos addressing the sacks.
I think I had him down. 5 of the sacks were his fault, you know, 100% on the quarterback. I think 2 times he was out of the pocket and just stepped out of bounds 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, which counts as a sack, which has nothing to do with the offensive line or anyone, and he just got to learn how to throw the ball away. He had very, very poor ball security as well. We had 2 fumbles where he doesn't have 2 hands on the ball. And again, both of those times, one of them he should have thrown the ball away, and then the other time, he's got his check down in the route wide open and doesn't get to him and throw him the football and ends up holding it too long. So,
I mean, there's one clip where Enos is saying he was very, very disappointed in Williams' play. He was really hard on him.
Yeah, he went on to say that he expects a lot more.
Really hard on him.
Did we expect Jaron to do some of those things? Yeah, I think we did. I think he's young, first game, big environment, you know, good football team. But certainly some of the things were uncharacteristic of what he had done in practice from a day-to-day basis as far as where his eyes are and his pocket posture and, you know, ball security, those types of things. So, yeah, do we expect him to get better? Heck, yeah, we expect him to get better and improve and play better. Hopefully this week off we can get a lot of good work in and he can kind of regroup and do our very, very best to get him to play better next week.
All right.
So that's the strategy Dan Enos is taking with Jaron Williams. Jaron Williams is, 19, 20 years old, clearly not a professional at his level. I don't know if I love that strategy personally. I know everyone's different. It would not work well on me, and it certainly would not have worked well on me when I was 19 years old. I would be able to handle it now much, much better than I would have been able to handle it back then. That just wouldn't have motivated me. I'm not a person who I'm not sure would have been particularly motivated with the public chastising and criticism to that degree. And yet I worked in a career where there was a lot of criticism. And when I was in college, was in a major that was very critical in journalism and in broadcasting. And so it's not that I couldn't take it, but just overall that never hearing anything that's positive and sort of the public manner in which he did it and how hard he was and so disappointed, that I don't think would motivate me as a 19-year-old. But, of course, Dan Enos knows Jaron Williams, and he knows what Jaron Williams will and will not respond to, and there must be some reason that he believes this is the best way, I think, to motivate Jaron Williams, because I can't believe that Dan Enos is truly that disappointed in Jaron Williams, right? Like, you've got to feel,
certainly sounded like it.
It's hard for me to believe that it's not somewhat of a strategy.
I think that a lot of times we don't consider that the coach knows the kid or at least thinks that he knows what is going to be able to motivate him the best way.
That's his
job.
Dan Enos' job is to know how to get the best he can get out of Jaron Williams. And that stuff works very well for some people, very much. Like, if Jaron Williams is the type of dude who needs a chip on his shoulder, Dan Enos has given it to him.
But on top of it, I would also say, you know, if the Miami Hurricanes football program, and this applies to the fan base too, if the Miami Hurricanes football program is all about the swag and being the tough guys and winning the big games and getting back to national championship contention, then you know what? Then treating the quarterback this way, treating your big-time players this way, then you know what? I got no problem with it. Like, I can't have it. You can't have it both ways. If you want to be this nasty, tough, mean program, then you know what? You could be okay if your coach is a little bit down on you, all right?
Well, is that true during the championship? I mean, is Larry Coker out there chastising Romberg publicly in press conferences? I don't know. I don't remember. I wasn't around the program back then.
No, but you know what the difference I would say, though, is, you know, that was, you know, we're talking about in that spot the greatest college football team of all time. And while this team is obviously not an elite level, I think there needs to be an expectation of what the program is about. They want to get back to that, okay? And the expectation is, yeah, we need to be, even in your first start, okay, we need to be a lot better than we were. Like, I don't think you could play it both ways, okay, where we're holding each other's hands, okay, and trying to come along with baby steps, or, you know, there is an expectation we want to get to here, and that's going to include us telling you that your play was not good enough. I'm okay with it.
A text writes in, it worked well in Alabama. That's true, but you had a much better talent in Alabama. So did it work well in Alabama, or are you just dealing with much better quarterback than coming into the program than Jaron Williams?
No, there's much better talent there, but I think it's about what you want your program to be.
It's always very easy to look at coaches who work at very good programs and say, oh, well, they had it all right at that program, but of course, when you're talking about at the college level, you're talking about such a disparity in talent sometimes between schools. So it can make you look like your strategy is much more effective than maybe it even is. But again, I'm giving Dan Enos the benefit of the doubt here because I don't know Jaron Williams. This may be exactly what Jaron Williams needs. I don't agree with you that it's what everybody needs, and I don't I don't know.
Oh, I don't think it's what everyone needs.
I don't know if I believe that just because you want the program to win national championships means that the best strategy as a coach is to always come out and insult your team publicly. I'm not sure that that is a good strategy that everybody should employ across the board. But I do think that Danny Enos is around Jaren Williams day in and day out. And if he believes that Jaren Williams needs to be insulted in order to be motivated to continue to move forward and improve and get better and get up to the standard that Danny Enos wants to portray that he holds him to, then I don't see a problem with that. But it damn sure better work. Manny Diaz said cornerback DJ Ivy was suspended from the UF game for violating team rules. He will be back against North Carolina. We learned that he was not traveling with the team just before they left.
All right.
And then you had Al Blades Jr. in his place. And then he gave Felipe Franks the double bird, Sazlo.
Can't do that.
You cannot do that. That is true.
The biggest spot of the game at the time. You get the ball back after the turnover on downs and you're going to have the ball, what, it was around like the 40,
yeah,
maybe even the 35.
He really genuinely cost you all a chance to win the game because of that.
And instead, you started at midfield, and it was a disaster.
Disaster. The Florida Panthers agreed to terms with forward Dennis Maughan. He was already with the Panthers. He played 50 regular season games with Florida. He posted 16 points. It's a one-year, one-way contract. We don't have the financial terms, but that's what we know. In NBA 2K20, I revealed earlier that the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers are inexplicably ranked higher than the Miami Heat.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just so much dumb. I mean, the Knicks obviously added some people with Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, but the Heat added Jimmy bleeping Butler.
Yeah, I'll still buy the game. That's a good game. I'll buy a game for my kids still. It's all right. It's all right.
Bobby Portis, he admitted that he used to sacrifice sleep when he was a little kid to watch Dwayne Wade and Kobe on Team USA.
Of course, who's not sacrificing?
He tweeted out. He said, "I used to stay up all night, getting up early in the morning to catch these guys as a kid. Nothing like it."
Yeah,
I remember. I had to wake up at 3 a.m. to watch that gold medal match.
There you go. I see you.
You're a real one. You and Bobby Portis.
I see you.
Dwight Howard. He's officially a Laker. He signed his contract. The terms of his contract look like this. Apparently, he will earn $14,490 every day he is on that Lakers roster.
That's almost what I make right there. Good
almost,
for him.
Baby.
Make a good
almost.
Living. All right.
That is a good living. Solid living. Christian Yelich, he's going to be among the people, the athletes posing in this year's edition of ESPN The Body Issue.
You so like that? So. Is that good? You into that?
You know, Christian Yelich, I'm into his baseball career. I don't know if I'm into him.
All right.
From an aesthetic perspective, so much. I don't know. I'd have to Google him with the shirt off.
All right, he's a little goofy looking.
A little bit. It's just not my type. I don't mean to be degrading and insulting and objectify men here, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Brooks Koepka, he's also in that body issue. I'm all in on that.
What about the women? Give me the women. No one cares. Give me the women.
Who cares about the women?
Give me the women.
Amanda Nunes.
Okay. She's a UFC champion,
correct.
Of course. Who else?
Chris Paul, he's in this body issue.
He's a woman?
He's just in this body issue. I'm letting you know. I'm just naming people here. I don't actually have the list of women in front of me. Like, who cares about the women?
Well, this guy.
ESPN, the body issue. Let's see. Let us see.
I'm into it.
Everything that's coming up is Yelich and Koepka.
All right, don't worry about it.
They're the big polls. No, I'm getting it. Don't you worry. Why are we running? Are they just not revealing the women? The only woman I see here listed is Amanda Nunes. There's no way that she's the only woman in the magazine, is she?
No,
right?
It's not a big deal. It's all right. I'm not trying to sell them magazines.
All right, why don't you give it a Google while I do headlines?
I don't care enough. It's good. We're good. It's all right.
I did find some pictures of Christian Yelich, though. Oh, I found the pictures of him shooting for The Body.
Don't send those to me.
It's not as good as Giancarlo Stanton was. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there for you.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, not as good as Giancarlo's. Colts fans, they are demanding their season tickets back because Andrew Luck. An ex-Patriot tight end, Zaslow, he insists that Gronk is going to return to the team. Jermaine Wiggins. He is swearing up and down. He's saying he's 97% sure. There's supposed to be some big announcement coming from Gronkowski today.
Well, Gronkowski spoke at some conference this morning. He's got some kind of business venture going on. That's the announcement. And Gronkowski, he did leave the door open, okay? Gronkowski was just saying, I'm not coming back anytime in the foreseeable future, but based on how my body feels, if I, you know, get that, you know, desire that I used to have week in and week out, if that ever comes back, then yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. So he did leave the door open, but it didn't sound like it's going to be anytime soon. Like, it could be in 2 years from now, you know? It did not sound like it's anytime soon, but he absolutely left the door open this morning.
A survey has found that participation in high school sports is, for the first time, has declined in 30 years.
That's because all these travel teams.
Football and basketball took the biggest hits. Well, I think football, there's other reasons for that, frankly. But basketball also took a big hit. This is the first time in 30 years that there has been a decline in the registration for students for high school sports.
Yeah, I think that's a travel thing. I don't think it's travel football. I don't such a thing.
I don't think it's a travel thing. I think it's a danger thing of sports. Now, maybe that's a travel thing for basketball.
No, football's different. But for football, the basketball, it's about
football,
travel
sports.
Football,
we know sports. Why it's down.
Yeah. For basketball, it's about travel sports. Baseball, it's travel sports. That's what rules now. Soccer, that's what rules now. We talked about that last week.
You can text into the show at 67974. A texter writes in, what a snowflake. I bet you can't take criticism. Because, of course. So you know what? You are correct. People who have microphones talk in front of my... behind microphones for a living and sports broadcasting. I was talking about Enos criticizing the players, and I was saying at 19 that strategy wouldn't have been the best strategy for me as if I was being coached, and all that that coach was doing was insulting me publicly. That probably wouldn't have motivated me necessarily, but everyone's different with motivation, and so that texter's calling me a snowflake. I can't take criticism. Yes, because sports broadcasters and lawyers, those are two professions free of criticism. Another texter writes in, this Enos needs to be careful about player blaming. Al Golden and Adam Gase were player blamers. Did they ever win?
I don't know that Al Golden did it in this kind of fashion. You know, I don't think Dan Enos just came straight out and told you how disappointed he was in Jaren Williams. I mean, I haven't heard anything like that in a really long time, especially in regards to a quarterback. But I'm okay with it. Especially because they know their players, not me. All right, I'm okay with it. And if you're trying to, you know, instill, especially new head coach, if you're trying to instill, you know, a new type of culture, a new type of attitude, you know, that's where you want to get. All right, then everyone needs to be a little bit tougher and play a little bit better. And you know, I mean, they know that, but I'm okay with it. Okay, if the Canes want to have this renegade attitude, all right, then you know, they'll be all right with some criticism, too.
A texter did send me the roster for the ESPN The Body issue so I could finally find some of the females. And I think the reason I wasn't finding articles with the females listed on this list is because I'm frankly not very familiar with a lot of these females. Liz Cambage.
I don't know her.
She's a Las Vegas Aces center.
I don't know her. That's not even a real team.
Katrine Davis. Dutter.
I don't know her.
She's a CrossFit women's champion.
CrossFit's not even a real thing.
It's a real thing. Nancy Lieberman, WNBA Hall of Famer.
Really? That's interesting. She's mm-hmm. like 60.
Caitlin
Jenner?
No, Caitlin Oashi.
Come on, that deserved a laugh. Caitlin Jenner. Come on.
Gymnast.
That's funny.
Are we allowed to laugh at that in 2019?
Just did.
I think that's it for the women.
All right.
What I'm seeing. Oh, Lakey Peterson.
Oh, of course, Lakey.
Yeah, she's a World Surf League surfer.
Amber's going to put it in your face next.
Tough loss for the Canes this past Saturday. Bye week this week. With plenty of time to work on next Saturday's game against UNC. We're talking about it here. The Canes on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/plan. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/plan. That's forhims.com/plan for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/plan.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. No purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Deborah was beginning to think maybe she'd made a mistake buying her timeshare.
When you try to call to make a reservation and you can't get the dates you want.
And the expense.
A maintenance fee, a tax fee, an assessment fee.
Then the phone calls.
They always give you the runaround, so they want you to give up.
Her mind was made up.
I heard the ad on my radio, so I emailed Timeshare Freedom Group.
And why Timeshare Freedom Group?
Yeah, well, they know what they're doing. They just specifically work with timeshares.
Deborah was overjoyed the day she got the news.
Congratulations, you are no longer an owner of this timeshare. There is no more payment, no more maintenance fees. You are not bothered by your timeshare people anymore.
Timeshare Freedom Group has guided thousands of people just like Deborah through the freedom process.
Timeshare Freedom Group got rid of my timeshare.
Start the freedom process now. Call Timeshare Freedom Group at 877-49-CANCEL. 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 Or come visit us at a location near you.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped over 100,000 Americans just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and has over 35,000 five-star reviews across accredited review sites. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-990-3722. 800-990-3722. That's 800-990-3722.
Labor Day your way at Audi Coral Springs, South Florida's volume Audi dealer. Lease a 2019 A4 for just $399 a month or a 2019 Q5 for just $499 a month. Your choice, both with only $999 down. A4's for $399, Q5's for $499, only $999 down. Save on two of our best-selling models. Your choice. The Labor Day sales event going on now at Audi Coral Springs, off the Sawgrass at 441.
Down payment plus tax, tags, and fees due at signing. See dealer for details. South Florida's volume Audi dealer based on Audi regional data.
Decisions, decisions. You face them every day, like text or call. Swipe left or swipe right. Cheese or extra cheese. And then there's cleaning power or gas mileage. Hadn't thought about that last one? Well, you should. When it comes to gasoline, what's more important, cleaning power or gas mileage? That's a tough one. Or not, because Chevron with Techron delivers both unbeatable cleaning power and unbeatable mileage. That's two unbeatables and one smart decision. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Fresh off a 9-win season, head coach Butch Davis and your FIU Panthers are gearing up for the 2019 season. Catch the action from the club seats located at midfield on the home side of Ricardo Silva Stadium. Exceptional 50-yard line views and comfortable seating are just the start. Your club-level season tickets include a complimentary meal each game inside the exclusive stadium club, as well as complimentary VIP parking. Find your seats today by calling 305-FIU-GAME or online at FIUSports.com.
Price, service,
The Subaru A Lot to Love event is on at Subaru of Pembroke Pines, Florida's number one volume Subaru store. And right now, you'll find a lot to love when you get behind the wheel of the all-new 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i. Lease for only $188 a month. Plus, see more reasons to love a new Subaru at SubaruofPembrokePines.com and get an amazing automotive experience.
36-month lease, 10 miles, you have $39.95 dual timing, new security deposit, plus for a payment, tax, tag, and includes dealer fee. Quoting the Subaru of America, sales data 2018.
This year, firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall will battle wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But firefighters can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile, where it can ignite and destroy your home and community.
Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you can take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
You must be your fairy godmother.
Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important, especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size to make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Hop in, dear.
Thank you.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Hunter Hayes. I know myself, and I know my buzzed warning signs. One shot is about knowing my limits, or not necessarily knowing my limits.
I start with one shot to have a good time.
One of the signs that I'm starting to feel a little buzz is when I start solving not only my own problems, but the entire world's problems. When I know I'm going out, I know I'm gonna start with calling for a ride. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket, you spotted them, nestled in their display case.
Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half breakfast pastry, half all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my.
Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you.
Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community.
Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Like to tweet? Like to read tweets? Read ours. We tweet all the time. Follow us on Twitter at 790 The Ticket.
Dolphins preseason wraps up this Thursday night. They're at New Orleans. 7-9 Ticket has your daily Fins reports with the latest news and information. Those reports are on the Ticket, sponsored by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal.
Amazing.
You could text in the show 67974.
On the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line.
Are you still fighting with people on the text line?
No. I'm past that. I'm over it.
All right.
People are just not very excited about that ESPN the body issue. But other than that, people have, they've cooled off. They've forgotten their ire towards me for the moment. Brian Monroe, though, he was listening to our show, so he didn't text in. He texted me, so I suppose that's sort of like texting in.
Okay.
And he said that when Coker was there, he didn't need to rip anybody because he had coaches like Don Solinger who would kill you in the media. He had Art Kehoe and C.J. Johnson that ripped everyone. He had players like Ed Reed, John Vilma, Ken Dorsey that made sure the team was in line. So you didn't have to have the head coach out there doing it. And obviously, and Dan Enos is the one doing it here, not Manny Diaz. So that might be somewhat strategic in that sense that you have Dan Enos out there, you know, really ripping Jaron, whereas Manny Diaz was still slightly critical, but he was much more tempered in his comments toward Jaron Williams.
No, it's okay to be critical. I think we were all just stunned
at how critical.
I mean, he said he was very, very disappointed.
Very, and Manny Diaz after the game had said that he thought Jaren did a pretty good job and that he has some things that he needs to work on. So the head man's comments, much more tempered. So maybe you allow your coordinators to do the dirty work. So maybe you play good cop, bad cop in that sense. But I think Brian's overall point was on those teams, he had a lot of help in keeping that team in line and that even the vets on that team were going to help out as well. And you don't have that necessarily on this Miami team because they haven't had success, right? So are you listening to the older guys on this team, the other players? Probably not. It's a young team.
Yeah. All right. Amber, are you going to put it in their face?
I can put it in their face, or I can allow Brian Flores to do that.
It's time for some Flores in your face!
The Miami Dolphins, they're getting ready for their final preseason game against the New Orleans Saints this week. Coach Brian Flores, he's the head coach of your Miami Dolphins, Jonathan Zaslow. He spoke on which quarterback will play Thursday night.
See a lot of Jake Rudock. Let me check on, Well, Fitz is
he's
dealing
face.
With an illness right now, so you may not see him today. He's going to try to fight through this thing, but just so you guys know, you may not see him out there. And then Josh, good chance you'll see Josh Thursday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because Fitz has that itis.
He doesn't have the itis.
He has that itis,
he's
so you're not going to see him out there. He's 36 years old or whatever he is, and he's been in the league for a decade and a half. That's that itis, Zaslow.
We have itis.
Brian Flores, he also spoke on how he's going to evaluate Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though he's not going to see him play Thursday night.
It's an illness. There's nothing we can do about it. So you know, his evaluation will be what it's been over the last, the spring and the training camp. So I think he's done a lot. I think we know what it is. This training camp, along with his obviously his history in this league. So I think we got a good evaluation of Fitz, and that won't affect him much.
Nothing you can do about that either, Zaslow. Nothing you can do about it. Brian Flores also spoke on roster cuts being made. Of course, we just reported that in the last hour, 2 hours really, some roster cuts came down from Armando Sogaro. He had reported that Jordan Mills, Clive Walford, Akeem Spence, Chase Allen, they joined TJ McDonald on the chopping block. And here's Brian Flores.
Well, I would say all those guys, they've worked hard the entire time they've been here. And again, every team's going to have to make some decisions here over the next, let's call it, 5 days. And, we're not exempt from that. So in the case of those three players, I think we did what we felt was best for the team. And we're going to continue to do that moving forward.
I want the coach.
Flores in your face!
I want the coach to come out one day and just be like, he just didn't work hard. So I got rid of him. Just didn't work hard enough.
Dan Enos would.
So there you go. A little bit of Flores in your face from just a little while ago as the coach met with the media. Anyway. So, I don't know if you saw this, okay, but you know who Jimmy Butler is, right? You know about Jimmy Butler?
I'm familiar with his work, yes. I haven't seen him in a Heat uniform yet or even addressed the media since joining the Miami Heat, but I am familiar with his work.
Well, Jimmy Butler, he's going to play for the Heat this year, but last year he played for the Philadelphia 76ers, okay? And Mike Scott is a player for the he's a forward for the Philadelphia 76ers. And he just, he's not about Jimmy Butler coming back to Philadelphia without getting a really lousy reception from the Sixer fans.
I thought he was going to re-sign with the Sixers. I thought he was a perfect player for Philadelphia, had a monster postseason too. And then he went to Miami, who doesn't look like they're ready to win. So I was caught off guard a little bit like that. Hey, I get Miami's a big draw because of the weather. But you surprised that Jimmy left the Sixers for Miami?
You know, when it comes to stuff like that, man, I leave it on those players. Was I surprised? I didn't really know Jimmy. I knew him for a couple months, but I didn't know him that well to be surprised. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, it really didn't, it is what it is. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? That's still my boy. That's still my folks. When we play them, we're going to, try to take it to them. I'll probably foul the shot him hard. And, you know, it is what it is, man. I know people get caught up in, you know, they get angry, they get mad, but you know, we have lives and we have people to take care of and families also. So, you know, I don't feel no type of way. No one should feel any type of way against Jimmy. But, yeah, when he does come to Philly, y'all better boot the shit out of him. Believe that. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to do that. And I'm going to boo with y'all, so. Yeah, I'll be there booing with y'all.
That's courtesy of 94 WIP up in Philadelphia. Yo, settle down, man, with the expletives, all right? It's trying to run a family program. It's getting all crazy about it. I mean, I let the expletives fly also, but
settle
down. All
the time you let them fly.
On the radio, man. This is, you know,
you just walk around these halls dropping F-bombs.
Gem pop. Can't just say whatever we want.
I heard you curse out Rhymes with Glenn the other day.
Yo, I don't even want to get into that, okay? I'm going to get myself in trouble. But Can we not talk about that? But, I mean, what do you expect? You know, the Philly fans, they're going to be rough to Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
That's as rough a crowd there is.
I mean, listen, he was there for a cup of coffee. There's no reason that they should hate him. It's not like he ever promised to spend his life in Philly or Philly drafted him.
Oh, sure, there's a reason. Well, they shouldn't hate him because it may have actually worked out better for them. I mean, they got Al Horford, and who else did they get? They got someone else, too. That was also pretty good.
They got Al Horford.
No, it was Al Horford and someone else, I feel like,
they didn't get them in exchange for Jimmy Butler.
No, I know, but they were able to essentially then use, like they had room to sign them. Yeah, they got someone else,
too. Is
there
a scenario where they could have had Al Horford and Jimmy Butler?
No, I don't think so. But they got Al Horford, and they also ended up signing someone else, if I'm remembering correctly. But anyway, irregardless.
No. You had it right the first time.
They're gonna boo the hell out of Jimmy Butler when he goes back there.
One of our listeners tagged me in a picture that only Indade tweeted out or posted on Instagram. That's a boat, and the boat's name is Irregardless.
You know, it's so. I feel like, I saw that too, by the way. I feel like, am I thinking Josh Richardson is the other one that they got?
Yes, I think that's what you were doing
there. But that was in trade, though, for Jimmy Butler. Like, obviously they
got
Richardson. Right. It was in trade.
I think maybe that's what you were doing.
Was that who I was thinking of?
I don't know if they feel like, oh, good, we got Jay Rich. So
no, that doesn't count.
So,
that's what got in
so
trade.
All is forgiven with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Al Horford. Al Horford's who they got.
Okay. Now they're gonna be just fine.
Look, Al Horford's a great player.
Look, if you ask the Heat right now, would you rather Josh Richard and Al Horford or Jimmy Butler? Like, you'd think really hard about it. You know? Like,
yeah, you would.
You'd think hard about it. The Sixers, they made out just fine. Like, they're gonna be just fine. So anyway, we're getting close to the basketball starting. Only a couple weeks away. We're like 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away from Miami Heat basketball.
Summer Jonathan's almost coming to an end.
I know, but I'm not dreading it so much the way that I would in the past because we got the good schedule now. Like, it's all good.
Really is a good schedule. It's the best. I love it.
It's a good schedule.
People, listeners will write us sometimes and say, you know, when are you going to go back to the morning? And I say, Entercom would have to pay me way too much to go back to those hours.
Not going back to the morning. Yo, and stop complaining about the morning show to us. I don't care about that. It's not my problem.
No, you can keep complaining. I think it's funny.
Go complain to someone
else. Email brian.london@entercom.com.
What's his cell? Give the cell just in case they want to get in touch with him quicker. All right.
790 The Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. Broward County's 2019 signature event. Saturday, November 23rd. And Sunday, November 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Headlined by
Yo,
The Killers. Also appearing, the 1975, The Revivalist, Judah and the Lion, Silver Sun Pickups, K-Flag, Barnes Courtney, New Politics, Real Big Fish, Switchfoot, Fuel, Soul Asylum, and more to come. And for the first time, experience culinary demos, fashion shows, and art exhibits. Riptide 2019. Tickets are on sale now at RiptideFest.com.
The Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, is brought to you by
Yuengling, spread your wings, please drink responsibly. Go to eathelpcure.org to give now.
Guys, here are two words we all dread. Belly fat. It's the worst. No one wants all that belly fat. So here's the good news. Andro 400, the natural testosterone booster that melts belly fat, is the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat. Plus, increase libido, gain energy, strength, and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. Just listen to these guys.
You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire on my waist is gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy.
Curb your appetite, lose fat, and feel great. Go to fatmelt44.com.
fatmelt44.com and start melting that belly fat today. That's fatmelt44.com. Don't wait. Go to fatmelt44.com right now and get free shipping. Just go to fatmelt44.com. That's fatmelt44.com. Fatmelt44.com. Fatmelt44.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the perfect day. You're just driving along, listening to your favorite music. The window's down. There's a cool breeze. Life is good. But wait, hold on a second. You're not wearing a seatbelt? You'd better put that on before that... Uh-oh, too late. Cops everywhere are stepping up enforcement, so you'd better buckle up or you will get caught. Sorry to ruin your day. Click it or ticket.
Funded by the Florida Department of Transportation.
It's summertime, Miami, and while we can't defend you from the crowds at Loomis Park, we can help protect your vehicle's engine with our most advanced fuel ever. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. And that helps keep your engine running like new. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
The adventure comes your way when you get behind the wheel of a new Lexus from Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Right now, take performance even further in the all-new 2019 Lexus ES350. Only $339 a month during the Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Plus, shop us 24-7 at LexusofPembrokePines.com. The number one volume Lexus dealer in the world. And get an amazing automotive experience.
36 months, 7,500 miles a year, 44.99 dollars. At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen to The Ticket 24/7 on the radio.com app. Make us your favorite station. We'll make you our favorite listener. All ticket, all the time on the radio.com app.
2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, the ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you that extensive coverage that is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, the ticket. So, you know I hate Nick Saban, right?
I'm fully aware, yes.
Like, I really hate Nick Saban.
Right.
Just, the way that he's treated people behind closed doors. You hear all kinds of stories from when he was here with the Dolphins. And then in front of the cameras, like with the media, he's awful.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He's just a huge jerk. Well, I think this was yesterday. Maybe it was a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday. But you want to hear Nick Saban, very surprisingly, sound very rational and compassionate. You would almost say sound like a human being. Okay, you know he likes to lecture the media
right. Every
now and then. Loves lecturing. But I think you're going to be surprised at how much you appreciate what he says right here.
You know, there's always a lot of criticism out there when somebody does something wrong. Everybody wants to know how you're going to punish the guy. All right, but there's not enough for 19 and 20-year-old kids, people out there saying, why don't you give them another chance? All right, so I'm going to give a speech right now about this. Like, where do you want him to be? Guy makes a mistake. Where do you want him to be? You want him to be in the street? Or do you want him to be here graduating? You know, when I was over there at the Nagurski, Mohsin Muhammad, who played 15 years for the Carolina Panthers, played for me at Michigan State. Everybody in the school, every newspaper guy, everybody was killing a guy because he got in trouble and said there's no way he should be on our team. I didn't kick him off the team. I suspended him. I made him do stuff. He graduated from Michigan State. He played 15 years in the league. All right, he's a president of a company now. And he has 7 children, and his oldest daughter goes to Princeton. So who was right? I feel strong about this now, really strong, all right, about all the criticism out there of every guy that's 19 years old that makes a mistake and you all kill him. And then some people won't stand up for him. So my question to you is, where do you want him to be? You want to condemn him to a life sentence? Or do you want the guy to have his children going to Princeton? You want to close on that, or we want to just... You guys are getting me fired up. You better be careful on this one, buddy. You might want to just pass that thing on down the road.
I got to tell you, it's maybe one of the... I can't even tell. I probably count on one hand that I hear Nick Saban sound like a human being. I mean, just like a human being.
He does. He sounds like a rational coach, and he makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it's really difficult to disagree with anything he says there.
Right. I frankly don't know what to do with that information, that Nick Saban is a human being. Like, I don't know what to do with that.
I mean, he sounded like a real human being. I think the first time I've ever heard him sound like a human being.
Now, do you think that that is more what Nick Saban is truly like behind closed doors, and he just doesn't reveal that portion of himself often? Or do you think lightning strikes... You know, lightning can strike once here.
I think there is a reason why Nick Saban and Alabama now, okay? But I think there's a reason why Nick Saban is so successful at getting these kids to go to Alabama. I think he gets in that room with these families and he sits on the couch. And, like, there's a reason why these parents are giving their young boys to Nick Saban for the next 4 years. Like, I think there's a reason why.
I mean, now the reason is because it's Alabama, right? So now the reason is because they're the winningest school and it's easy to want to go there. But there was a point where that wasn't true when he's coming back to college football.
Yeah,
he's sitting in living rooms
when he got there.
Right. And he's coming back to college football. He's sitting in living rooms and he had just left the Dolphins and he's trying to convince family. And he just left the Dolphins and not the best manner, and he's trying to convince the families of young boys to trust him and trust that he's going to get them there and that this is the best decision for them. So you're right. There's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah, I think he's probably super smooth and comes off genuine. If he comes off anything like what we just heard right there, then you understand why these parents trust this guy with their boys.
I have heard Marty Smith talk about on ESPN before, because of course he's friends with Nick Saban and he does a lot with that Alabama team, and he's talked about how Nick Saban's actually fun when he's away from the cameras and away from football, and that he's been out to Nick Saban's lake house and partied with him and his friends and that kind of thing. So I'm sure there is another component to him. I'm sure there's another component to a lot of these coaches. I'm sure Bill Belichick isn't quite the bleep hole he comes across. But to me, that doesn't excuse how you treat the media. To me, it's still a human-to-human interaction.
He's awful with them.
And Saban's awful with the media. Bill Belichick's awful with the media. Popovich is awful with the media. And yet there's other things that I think...
Well, Belichick's awful with the media where he's difficult.
Yes,
Saban's insulting.
Popovich is as well.
But Saban will insult the media. He's chastising. Belichick doesn't do that. Belichick's just super difficult. Like, he's...
I mean, Pop, I think, insulted Izzy to his face, your boy.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, apparently the video is actually pretty old. It's apparently 5 years old.
What?
Yeah.
So that sound is 5 years old. Well, hold on. It took us 5 years to realize that Nick Saban had said something human-like?
I just saw it on the internet yesterday.
That's what I'm reading in the texts as well.
Wait.
From 2014.
Wait.
He's talking about a player called...
You're telling me. Hold on.
I don't care.
Steven, how did you get that sound?
No, I gave it to
Zazzle
him.
I gave it to him.
Okay. All right.
But it's gone viral lately,
Has it, though? Let me back up.
Yeah, the timestamp was from yesterday.
Yeah, the one
was
that he sent me was...
Like, so Zazzle, he fires up that little internet browser, and he somehow... a video of Nick Saban pops up, and Zazzle thinks this is a great thing to send Steven to capture sound because it's so timely and topical.
No, it was
and we
tweeted
must
out
discuss
yesterday
it on our show.
Maybe 2 days ago.
And so
yeah, it has over 16,000 retweets and 48,000 likes.
But it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
The 25th.
Yeah, see, it was like 2 days ago. Maybe even yesterday. Say 26.
You got by the internet, man. You got.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
If it's a five-year-old video.
I mean, I did get got.
If it's a five-year-old video, he got got.
I mean, it's not his fault. It's not like he gave me a tweet from 5 years ago.
Steven, you're new around here. You're giving Zazzle the benefit of the doubt.
I am.
If you talk to Tobin, Tobin will let you know that this is tends to be a theme in Zazzle's life, his inability to properly use Twitter.
Well, but at least it's not one of those stories where people post, oh, this person died today, RIP. And then you click on the story and, like, you know, the story says 2016 on it. Like, what's the matter with you, you know? This one, it was timestamped yesterday. But it's old.
You got.
If it's old, it's old.
But look at that. It's trending 5 years later. People are shocked Nick Saban said something human.
It's really weird, though. You see that all the time on Facebook. Like, Gene Wilder is dying every week on Facebook. Somebody posts, all right, damn, I loved him so much in Willy Wonka. And it's like, then you click on the story. Like, this is from a story from, like, 5 years ago. It's not like the story came out yesterday. It literally says, like, 2014 on it.
I remember Jackie Chan used to die all the time.
No, but Jackie Chan is not dead. Like,
I know.
Gene Wilder is dead. And Gene Wilder is redying, like, every week on Facebook. Someone is surprised. Like, oh, man, I love them so much.
A text writes in, Amber, you're overlooking the fact that the video exists. I'm in awe. I mean, there is that component to it, obviously. At some point in his life, he said those words.
Yeah.
But it was a half decade ago. Half decade ago.
Yeah, half decade. That's a long time.
We're just now discussing it.
That's our times.
Because Zazzle.
Yeah.
Hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard time.
790 The Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. Broward County's 2019 signature event. Saturday, November 23rd. And Sunday, November 24th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Headlined by
Yo,
The Killers. Also appearing, the 1975, The Revivalist, Judah and the Lion, Silver Sun Pickups, K-Flay, Barnes Courtney, New Politics, Real Big Fish, Switchfoot, Fuel, Soul Asylum, and more to come. And for the first time, experience culinary demos, fashion shows, and art exhibits. Riptide 2019. Tickets are on sale now at Riptide.